观众朋友，新年好。我们代表
On behalf of the SGM production team, we would like to wish our viewers a very happy new year.
身体健康，万事如意。
大家都知道，在过去的一年中
，In 2002, Falun Gong and Falun Gong practitioners became a global phenomenon. In today's program, we will review some of the major events related to Falun Gong in the past year. Let's first take a look at how Falun Dafa has spread to more countries and people in 2002.
投向那些在世界各地发生的，必将对世界的未来和人类道德的回升产生深远影响的重大事件。
The whole world watching, Falun Dafa entered its 10th year in 2002. For Falun Gong practitioners, the year 2002 was filled with laughter and tears. Let's hear what some of them have to say.
法轮功学员是如何看待刚刚过去的一年呢？
What's most exciting about 2002 is the fact that Falun Dafa has been spreading widely around the world.
People were very, very open and interested in it.And there wasn't the resistance that I used to get.
正如人们感受到的。
In 2002, Falun Dafa associations were formally established in 7 more countries and regions, bringing Falun Dafa to all 5 continents.
又有7个国家和地区注册成立了法轮大法学会，使法轮功学会。
Other encouraging news includes truth clarifying programs were aired at a TV station in Changchun, China. Western practitioners went to Tiananmen Square to make appeals.Overseas practitioners successfully rescued families and friends illegally detained in China. And Jiang Zemin and the 610 office officials who directly participated in the persecution of Falun Gong were served with lawsuits overseas. Of all these events, which event is the most important in the eyes of Falun Gong practitioners?
我印象最深的是
What's most memorable to me is Master's speeches at the experience sharing conferences in Boston, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia.
On July 22, 2002, over 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Washington, D.C. and held an experience sharing conference. Falun Gong's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, attended the conference and gave a speech.
在讲法中
In his speech, Mr. Li emphasized the importance of Falun Gong practitioners searching within themselves whenever encountering problems. He also encourages students to be more compassionate, tolerant, and forgiving in the process of telling people the truth of Falun Gong. In the same year, Mr. Li also attended the conferences in Boston and Philadelphia. In 2002, over 24 experience sharing conferences of varying sizes were held around the world, including in mainland China.Many overseas conferences received proclamations and congratulatory notes from their local governments.
多项褒奖和贺信，感谢李洪志先生和法轮大法带给他们民族、地区的健康和安宁。2002年5月13日。
May 13th, 2002 is World Falun Dafa Day. It was also the day that celebrated the 10th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public.Practitioners around the world celebrated this special day in different ways. One important aspect of the events that took place in 2002 is that Falun Gong practitioners began to use various means to tell the truth of Falun Gong to the public, especially people in mainland China.
On
On March 5th, 2002, at approximately 8 p.m., eight channels of the Changchun cable network broadcasted between 40 to 50 minutes of programs about the truth of the Falun Gong persecution. This caused quite a stir in China.
What was your reaction when you heard this news?
I was first surprised and then happy.
Why were you happy?
It's because in China, all media outlets and all propaganda are controlled by the government. No different opinions can be heard. So it's good if Chinese people can use different methods to let the countrymen know more about things they don't know. I used to think that the expression, the stupidity of covering their tracks, is only an expression. But since CCTV deleted the footage that revealed the loopholes in its self-immolation program after the Changchun broadcast, I think CCTV brings this expression to life. Since Changchun, some cable networks in Heilongjiang, Shandong, Gansu, and Hebei also broadcast Falun Gong programs.
第2001年底 36名西方法轮功学员
Since the first group of 36 Western practitioners public appealed in Tiananmen Square at the end of 2001, more Western practitioners from different countries went to Tiananmen.
I was deeply touched by Western practitioners going to Tiananmen. When they spoke the words Falun Dafa Hao in Tiananmen, their voice was very powerful, as if the whole square was shaken.
I had a friend of mine who really didn't understand why I spend so much time, why I'm so devoted in helping to spread the truth about Falun Dafa. And he's a Jewish. He's Jewish. And I said to him, if you were back in 1936 and 1937 and you knew Hitler was murdering your people, would you not want to do something to help? Would you just turn away and run for your own safety? Or would you want to try to help? Would you want to try all you could to help those people?
The practitioners didn't have any intention to do something against the government or make the government lose faith. They were always telling people that the Falun Dafa is good. Western practitioners that go, we all of us love China and want what's best for China.
2002年,
more and more Chinese people had the opportunity to go abroad and visit other countries. When they arrived at different tourist sites around the world, they most probably would run into Falun Gong practitioners. In order to let their countrymen know the truth in a short period of time, practitioners tried all kinds of ways.
法轮功学员们采用了各种方法。这位大姐，从
This lady has been going to the Aerospace Museum every day since July 2002, rain or shine. She went there to talk to different groups of Chinese visitors, regardless of how many there were or what kind of attitude they had.
使我最感动的一次就是下大雪。One
snowy day was most memorable. It was snowing heavily and the sidewalk and roads were very slippery. After I handed out flyers to the Chinese people, they were all reading it while walking as if they forgot about the slippery road. Seeing how anxious they were, I realized that they were waiting to know the truth. So I didn't feel cold at all.
Like the overseas practitioners, many practitioners in mainland China continue to let people know the truth, at the risk of being arrested, beaten, losing their jobs, or even losing their lives. Those who get the opportunity to receive a flyer or a VCD were all shocked to find out the truth. They were appalled by the deception the regime used in the persecution, and they were moved by practitioners' kindness and perseverance. Practitioners do these things out of their own willing heart. Making phone calls is one of the methods that is very effective. Sometimes, as soon as we dial the number, the other side started to swear or hung up. In the past, when practitioners encountered these situations, they didn't know what to do.
Now we have developed compassion. And if people hang up, we will call again. And if they still hang up, we will still call again. After the person picks up the phone again, we say, why do you hang up? We don't really know each other. But I spent money to make this call, only for telling you some truth that you don't know. Why won't you want to listen? As a matter of fact, many people actually stayed on the line and listened. With a very sincere heart, one of our practitioners told the person, we truly hope you remember that Jen Chanren is good, Baba Ndapa is good. The practitioner heard the other person say, I will remember.
During this time of the Chinese New Year, our thoughts are with those Falun Gong practitioners who are illegally detained, imprisoned, or have been tortured to death. In 2002, exposing the vicious persecution and rescuing family members suffering in China became one of the major actions. This also made 2002 a successful year in which Falun Gong has become more accepted in the international community and by more and more people.
From 1999 to the present, this brutal persecution has entered its fourth year. News about practitioners being illegally detained, imprisoned, and tortured came out of China every day. As of the end of 2002, there were 554 cases of confirmed deaths. To date, there are more than 100,000 practitioners illegally detained in prisons and detention centers all over China. They were forced to write the so-called repentance letter or statement promising to give up Falun Gong. Those who refused to write received unthinkable torture.
那些拒绝违背良心的学员受到了令人难以想象的折磨。
When I first arrived at the Wanzhou Labor Camp Hospital, there were 8 practitioners who had already died there. At the labor camp, you won't be visited if you're alive. Even your body won't be visited when you're dead. They'll cremate it right away. When I was there, they told me point blank, when you die, there'll be a coffin outside waiting for you. You'll be thrown in there and cremated. No one will know.
For example, they force you to sit on a little stool. That stool is 1 foot long, 6 inches wide, and 1 foot tall. You will be forced to sit on it from 7 in the morning to 9 at night in one position without being allowed to talk or stand up. But force does not change people's hearts. In 2002, touching stories about how mainland practitioners remained steadfast to Jen Chanren and miraculously walked out of detention centers were published every day on the internet. Every day, solemn declarations that nullified their so-called statements written under coercion came out on the internet.
各渠道传递出来的严正声明，声明那些在欺骗和酷刑下被迫写的所谓保证书作废，并重新开始修炼法轮大法。
那么我想我没有错。
So I thought I wasn't wrong. Where did we go wrong by cultivating Jen Chanren?If people who cultivate Jen Chanren are wrong and are committing a crime, is there anything that's right?
与中国大陆的法轮功学
While mainland practitioners persisted in resisting the persecution and continued practicing, overseas practitioners used many approaches to appeal to the international communities to stop this persecution and rescue families suffering in China.
If you ask me why I come to the consulate every day, my answer is that I just can't stay home and do nothing. I felt that those practitioners who are being tortured are just like my brothers and sisters. I can't just sit there and watch them being tortured without doing anything. As a fellow Chinese, I cannot not do something for them. At Ma Sanjiao Labor Camp in Liaoning Province,18 female practitioners were stripped naked and thrown into a male cell. At Wanzhou Labor Camp, a number of female practitioners were tortured to death in one day. We were extremely worried about hearing this news. We went to see the top officials of a women's organization in the United States. They were also shocked and publicly called on all peace-loving citizens to help stop this brutal persecution.
No one in the world.Should have to go through the brutal persecution.
The kindness and perseverance of overseas practitioners won the support of many governments and their people. On July 24, 2002, the U.S. Congress unanimously passed House Concurrent Resolution 188, urging Jiang Zemin and his government to stop the persecution of Falun Gong. The initiator of the resolution, Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, pointed out that the Jiang regime's persecution of Falun Gong is extremely terrifying and inhuman. She said that the only way that evil could win is if all the good people in the world remain indifferent. On April 11th, the European Parliament passed the European Union's Policy on China, which condemned China's human rights record, as well as the persecution of groups such as Falun Gong. The International Human Rights Organization passed a resolution at the 54th annual meeting on August 1st, condemning the Jiang regime's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. On October 24th, the Canadian Congress passed a resolution in support of Falun Gong, urging China to release all jailed Falun Gong practitioners. My personal impression is Falun Gong's activities have been peaceful and rational, just like what they said, Jen Shan Ren, especially the Ren. They have tolerated many things and done no harm to others. If everyone can behave this way, the world will be quite peaceful. By the end of 2002, Falun Gong had received over 1,000 proclamations and 10,000 letters asking the Chinese government to stop the persecution. With the support of the international community, seven practitioners were released and regained their freedom.
听说您先生去年就是成功的从中国的老教所出来了, 您能谈谈感想吗?
My husband is a Falun Gong practitioner from China. He was jailed and tortured because he practices Falun Gong. The reason he was able to get to Canada is the result of the hard work that the Canadian government and people put into rescuing him.
In 2002, Hong Kong received more and more pressure from the central government and Beijing over the issue of Falun Gong.
长春电视插播事件之后, 中国政府对法轮功学员的镇压加剧，最高当局下达可以开枪射杀散发真相资料的法轮功学员的命令，数以千计的法轮功学员被逮捕入狱。
On March 14th, four Swedish practitioners were denied entry into China. Afterwards, they went to the central government's liaison office in Hong Kong to deliver a protest letter. They were refused at the door. They then went on a hunger strike in front of the liaison office. 12 Hong Kong practitioners later joined them. Under pressure from the liaison office, Hong Kong police sent a large police force and violently dragged the practitioners away and detained them. At least one Swedish and eight Hong Kong practitioners were injured. Afterward, these practitioners were arrested and charged with blocking the street. When they have to use police to sustain their governing power, the power of the district government actually comes from the communist central government. So they have to do many things to please the communist leaders.
共产党的支持，咁所以佢啲做好多嘢咧，系为咗使到中央或者共产党嘅领袖嘅领导系喜欢。Hong
Kong was promoted by China's propaganda as a one country, two system model. Yet over the issue of Falun Gong, Hong Kong has been a negative model. Across the Taiwan Strait, however, Falun Gong is welcomed by the Taiwan government and the people. In July 1999, only 3,000 to 4,000 people were practicing Falun Gong. Within a short 3.5 years, this number increased to the current 300,000. There is a health insurance card issued to every citizen in Taiwan. It's called the health card, and every person in Taiwan has one. When we go see a doctor, a stamp is put on the back of the card. I am over 50. People in my age group are those who use health insurance the most. However, our practitioners' health cards are almost blank or with only a few stamps. This is very beneficial to the whole society and our country.
(laughs)
There is an ancient Chinese saying, goodness will be rewarded and evil doing will be punished. In 2002, another important event that brought Falun Gong practitioners to the center of the world stage is their filing a lawsuit against the criminals who are responsible for the persecution of Falun Gong.
On the morning of October 21, 2002, in Federal Square, downtown Chicago, Falun Gong practitioners held a press conference. Eight practitioners and their families from different countries victimized by the persecution filed a joint lawsuit against Jiang Zemin, Luo Gan, and their accomplices for committing genocide. Several days later, during Jiang's visit to Chicago, the court delivered notice of the lawsuit to the Ritz Hotel, where he was staying.
Jiang Zemin is the person most responsible for the persecution of Falun Gong in China.
She was only 9 months old when she last saw her father. What breaks my heart the most is I don't know what to say when she asks me, where's Daddy? I want Daddy. I don't know what impact such horror will have on her life. Every time I talk about it, my heart bleeds. Yet I'll continue to talk about it. Because when I think about the thousands and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners in China whose lives are threatened every single minute, and how they suffer torture all the time, I have the courage to continue to say these words.
First of all, so many poor people can't afford to go to a hospital, but can be cured by practicing Qigong. This proves that it really has magical results, which was proven inside and outside China. Jiang destroyed these people's hopes for prolonging their life. This is his greatest crime, and he will be punished for it someday. As explained by people working in the legal field, Jiang could be arrested if he goes to foreign countries as a private citizen. Besides Jiang Zemin, in 2002, other individuals who participated in and or planned this persecution, including the mayor of Beijing, the head of the Department of Public Relations, and the head of the 610 office, were also charged with brutal torture, crimes against humanity, illegal detention, deprivation of freedom of religion and belief, and other crimes during their visits abroad. Local practitioners also sued the Chinese Communist Party's overseas organizations and agents that purposely defamed Falun Gong and harassed and threatened Falun Gong practitioners, such as the National Security Bureau of China, the Police Bureau, CCTV, the Chinese consulate in Indonesia, and the New York area newspapers, Chao Bao and Qingdao Daily.
I was very excited when I heard Jiang was being sued. This news has great significance. Jiang conspires with the 610 office and single-handedly manipulates the persecution against Falun Gong. They overran the constitution of China, and they're a typical example of how people in power rise above the law in China. Therefore, I think this lawsuit is really great.
Besides lawsuits, Falun Gong practitioners grasp any opportunity to hold peaceful protests of the individuals directly responsible for the persecution. Jiang inevitably encounters Falun Gong practitioners every time he visits abroad. Falun Gong practitioners' acts of justice enable the world's people to learn about Falun Gong and the truth about this persecution. At the beginning of the new year, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong was founded on January 20, 2003. This organization has formed an international committee to investigate the Tiananmen Square self-immolation incident. The names of parties involved in the incident and a witness list have been published. The most basic purpose of founding this organization was to help Falun Gong practitioners being persecuted in China and to help them to obtain justice.
Thank you.
the evening of June 7th, 2002, a hymn entitled Falun Dafa is Good, composed by Falun Gong practitioners and professional composers, was performed at the National Concert Hall in Taipei, Taiwan. History has shown us that the strength of compassion and perseverance overshadow any force or authoritarian power. Truth will be passed down through the ages. The stars rise and fall while fleeting clouds caress the sky. Dawn is unfolding. In the spring of 2002, through a poem, Dafa is Good, Mr. Lee Hongju announced that an incomparably magnificent new world is approaching. Thank you for watching today's program. As we celebrate the Chinese New Year, let us sing a song for you called I Came For You. Oh.